Buzzrigger's life had changed drastically since returning to Onanokin. He was now the most popular gnome in all the underworld. This was partly because of his trip into space, even though they could only claim to have travelled around their local galaxy, but even more due to the fact that he was going to be in a new television show that would take the world by storm. Rumours and script snippets were flooding the undernet like mad, making all of the soon-to-be actors incredibly popular. Yes, he still led up the DASA engineering program. He was just also now an actor as well.
"All right, you daft fits,"
bellowed the voice of one Korg Swordsblade. He was the director of this new show, and he was in the process of creating a commercial for it.
"Quiet yourselves down. We're about to start rolling."
The boisterous dwarf turned to Chip.
"It's tough to find good help these days, especially with this loony lot," said Korg. "Now, are your actors ready with their lines and such?"
"Yes, sir," Chip said, as proverbial dollar signs reflected in his eyes.
"What's that little one with the beard hanging over her ears on wire?"
Korg asked, pointing at Lordella.
"I'm a trans-race dwarf," she answered before Chip had the chance. "Is that a problem?"
"Nope,"
Korg said, clearly getting that he did not want to press his boot any further into what he'd just stepped in.
"Let's roll the tapes now!"
Everyone stood quietly as the room darkened and the image of space and stars showed up on the screen. Slowly, a replica of the pointy anvil floated into view. It was mesmerizing.
"Space," said a booming voice that belonged to a dark halfling. "The big place with stars and roundy rocks. These are the flights of the pointy anvil. Its mission to explore stuff up there. To float around aimlessly in the hopes of not running into any creepy aliens. To hesitantly go where no Onanokinite has gone prior to this."
A crash of music sounded, causing Buzzrigger's heart to swell. He glanced at the rest of the crew, seeing the pride on their faces too.
"Starring Kazdrin Chainhelm as Captain Riggs," the narrator continued. "Brutella Macebender as Second Officer Loves. Snasak Aildrinker as Communications Officer Mondo. Lordella Solderflux as Science Officer Quirk. Nurnal Buttonpusher as Chief Quality Assurance Officer Vang. And Buzzrigger Tinkerpop as Chief Engineer Scooty. Produced by the esteemed Chip Pitchworth and directed by Korg Swordsblade." "Cut!"
yelled Korg.
"That was after being decent enough, but we may need another take or two on it, so go and rest your voice, you dinky blue-skinned scoundrel."
The halfling nodded and walked off the set.
"Okay, turn to set B,"
directed Korg.
"This is a simple scene that shouldn't be after taking all day, so do your parts and no messing up."
Buzzrigger, Kazdrin, Lordella and Brutella all nodded nervously.
"And action!"
Kuzdrin's brow was beading with sweat as he began saying his words in a flat cadence.
"I'm wanting to lift off now."
2 seconds after he finished, he slammed his hand on the arm of the captain's chair.
"But we cannot,"
Brutella said in a choppy voice as she lifted her hands up.
"We're unready for such a thing now."
"She's correct,"
agreed Lordella, taking far too long to spin around in her chair.
"We must first do many things in order to—"
"Cut!"
Korg walked onto the set and glowered. He was imposing to the point where Buzzrigger imagined even Odrin would have been intimidated.
"Why do you all sound like a bunch of idiots?"
he asked.
"It's like you're speaking funny. You ain't acting. You're just saying your lines word for word." "That's what we're supposed to do, you daffy director,"
Kuzdrin shot back, puffing out his chest in defiance.
"No, it ain't, you square-headed actor wannabe."
That's when Chip jumped into the mix, clearly noting that things wouldn't turn out well for him if the actors and the director began swinging fists at each other. "Sir," he said, "if I may."
"Bah!"
Korg grunted.
"You're the producer. Fax it."
"I don't think that's how it works," Chip replied, "but I shall try." He turned to the crew and smiled in his disarming way. "Listen, gang. Just be yourselves.